I'd like to address Sam Bush, if I might. I don't know if you guys have covered it all, but I have seen what Sam has done to his group and held it all together and gotten some cult going, and he's held to his dream, if you'll pardon the pun, but he's kept it all together, and it's all systemized, and he keeps it going. He has his other talents, too. He can get kind of far out, but he's so what I'm sort of insinuating is now that you're not under his I wouldn't say a tutelage, his overseeing, it's not his group anymore, you have been able to release, but were you just yanking at the bit all this time just to get out and do something of your own? You did not have enough freedom on your own there?
You mean in New Grass Revival was I unhappy? I was happy about what we did do, but there was a lot of stuff I wanted to do that wasn't right for that band. And I didn't want to bring things into the band that weren't right for the band, you know. So what I ended up doing instead was doing solo records, and when the rest of the band, when we got off the road, New Grass Revival got off the road, everybody else would like cool out. I would go to work. That was where I could get it out of my system. I'd produce records, I'd write, I'd play jazz, I'd study,
hired as a session artist for
sessions, whatever. I would just
other people.
So I just, you know, I was trying to get it out of my system for a long time and find a balance, you know, where I could feel, because I just started feeling, I didn't feel right, you know, until there was just stuff kind of that I just was dying to do, you know. And it wasn't that I didn't love New Grass Revival, it was just, there was other stuff I wanted to do too, you know.
The same thing seems to apply, but I'm not sure, to John Cowan.
Right.
Although he was already there, he was brought into the New Grass Revival / Sam Bush mode. No, so he just went back to what he was doing before, didn't he?
You mean since he left?
Yeah.
I think he came a long way being a New Grass Revival, just developing as a singer and developing a concept of what he wanted to do. He's making some tapes right now that are like heavy metal, and they're really hot stuff, and I'm hoping he's going to have a big thing happen.
Do you think New Grass fans as a group followed you into the
I think they're thinking about it. I think I always felt like if I could get half of them, you know, and then pull, you know, from another place, you know, like the jazz and pop, the big world, if I could pull, then I would have a good basis for a cult following, you know, and maybe build it from a cult. You know, I just figure it's just like Newgrass. Newgrass pulled some bluegrass, some, you know, new acoustic. You know, there were always people who just said, you know, Newgrass isn't my cup of tea. But there were enough people, we spilled our own audience.
It doesn't look like you're going the cult following route. It looks like you're kind of starting at the heavy mass exposure level. At least,
well,
I don't know if that was a
what's
my
really
design.
Bizarre is that I'm finding out the difference in the record companies, and I mean, it's terrible, but
Warner Brothers,
I mean,
power behind.
I'm already in a position that Newgrass wasn't in as far as, I'm getting written up in Time Magazine and Musician Magazine, neither of which Newgrass was ever able to crack. I had a video in heavy rotation on VH1. Newgrass was wanted a whole career and never could get them to play us, you know. And I think it's just because I made such a step away from bluegrass and acoustic music that nobody, it just became something hip and new to the people who decided what's hip and new, you know. So I didn't expect it, but I knew I had something really good.
Yeah. Speaking of that, just about a year ago when you just finished up that, it's Friday Night in America,
mm-hmm.
John Cowan said, this is as best we could do. We've put everything into it. This is it. You know, this is our chance to break into the big time. If it doesn't go, one, I don't understand the market, and two, I don't know what else I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. I've done everything I can do. My voice was perfect, and my playing was great. We were a team. The tunes were good. How did it do?
It sold better than anything we've ever had out. It was up in the 60,000 to 75,000 range, which was still not enough.
To break into the
contender in the country market. I mean, it was a medium sales. It was great for us because we never cracked that kind of numbers before. You know, we'd never come close to that. And so obviously New Grass, it was working, and I think if we stayed together,
it
was
the best album you guys ever put out.
I'm glad you thought so. It was great. I had some problems with it, but
where do you make your home?
I'm in Nashville.
How much does Sense of Place have music for you?
It might affect if you're not in a place where there's a lot of other people playing jazz or something, you might develop more of your own idea of how to do it, just because you're not exposed to the trends and the way everyone else is doing it. You know, in some ways, being away can be a good thing.
Being Nashville, you're the upstart.
Yeah, we're just like, I mean, I don't even think jazz would look at us as a threat, because we'd be so out of left field. You know, I don't think the jazz people, so far they've really been digging it, you know. They've been going, wow, this is great, you know, these guys are good, so I guess it's okay. And it's like, as far as we want to be, seems to be okay, as long as we keep it real musical.
When did you join Spectrum, Bela?
I think it was 79.
Okay. And then you left Spectrum in November of 81.
Right.
For the New Grass.
Right.